저는 I'm supposed to be doing retreat. But I've been sleeping. I think when the Lama Chapa finish, my retreat finish. And those who whose mind is always Dharma, then whatever you do, wherever you go, whatever you do, is always rooted in Dharma. But I pray to be like that. always to be Dharma, to be in Dharma. I pray to be like that, to be able to be like that. Maybe when I begin the retreat, I finish the retreat. People like that. Yeah, go on. Start. Who's in there? Where?
Sick of all mother sentient beings, I shall become the Guru Deity and place all sentient beings in the supreme state of the Guru Deity. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall become the Guru Deity and place all sentient beings in the supreme state. Sentient beings, I shall quickly in this very life attain the state of the Paramahansa Buddha, the Guru Deity. I shall free all mother sentient beings from suffering and place them in the state of great bliss of a Buddha. Therefore, I shall now practice the profound path of Guru Deity Yoga. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall quickly in this very life attain the state of the Paramahansa Buddha, the Guru Deity. I shall free all mother sentient beings from suffering. Place them in the state great bliss of Buddha. Therefore, I shall now practice the profound path of Guru. Lord,
Oh.
page 41.
Yeah. Amen.
Teachings of the Victorious One, which contain the biography of those eminent ones who live in pure morality, have the brave attitude to follow extensively the Bodhisattva's conduct, and practice the yogas of the two stages, the essence of which is the transcendental wisdom of non-dual bliss and voidness. May I and all sentient beings be able to meet this pure, complete teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa, the unification of Sutra and Tantra, practice. O Ye Dang Guru Ratna.
Yeah.
So we recite the confession to Bodhisattvas, page 43 on the Red Fire book in English. Page 43. Homage to the confession of the Bodhisattvas' downfalls. I, Akshobhavadra, throughout all time, take refuge in the Guru, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha. I, Akshobhavadra, throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha. I, Akshobhavadra, throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha. To the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arahat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate. To Tathagata, thoroughly destroying with Madhura essence, I prostrate. To Tathagata, radiant Jew, I prostrate. To Tathagata, King Lord of the Nagas, I prostrate. To Tathagata, army of heroes, I prostrate. To Tathagata, delighted hero, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel of fire, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel of moonlight, I prostrate. To Tathagata, moonful to see, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel moon, I prostrate. To Tathagata, stainless one, I prostrate. To Tathagata, bestowed with courage, I prostrate. To Tathagata, pure one, I prostrate. Bestowed with purity, I prostrate. O water god, I prostrate. Tathagata, deity of the water god, I prostrate. Tathagata, glorious goodness, I prostrate. Tathagata, glorious sandal, I prostrate. Tathagata, infinite splendor, I prostrate. Tathagata, glorious light, I prostrate. Tathagata, glory, I prostrate. Tathagata, son of non-craving, I prostrate. Tathagata, glorious flower, I prostrate. Tathagata, pure light rays, clearly knowing my play, I prostrate. Tathagata, lotus light rays, clearly knowing my play, I prostrate. Tathagata, glorious well, I prostrate. Tathagata, glorious mindfulness, I prostrate. Tathagata, glorious inviting now, I prostrate. Tathagata, king of indivisible banner of foremost power, I prostrate. Tathagata, glorious one, totally subduing, I prostrate. Tathagata, utterly victorious in battle, I prostrate. Tathagata, glorious transcendent, subduing, I prostrate. Whichever paths of the 10 non-virtuous actions I have engaged in, caused others who engage in, engaging in. Whatever I've created being obscured by these karmas causes me
to be born in the animal
realm, in the predator realm, in the
religious countries,
wrong
gods,
in the right faculties, wrong views, or not being pleased with Buddha descent. The presence of the Buddha but the ones who have transcendental wisdom, who are eyes, who are witnesses, who are valid, who see, who are motion consciousness. I am maintaining and resting all these negativities. I will not consider how I am Whatever roots of virtue are created by
falling children,
whatever roots of virtue
are
created by
falling
sentient beings, whatever roots of virtue are created by generating bodhicitta, whatever roots of virtue are created by transcendental wisdom, all these assembled and gathered, combined together, I fully dedicate to unsurpass, unexcelled, that higher, superb spirit, that is completely dedicated to the highest, perfect, complete mind. Just as the previous Buddha Bhagavans have fully dedicated, just as the future Buddha Bhagavans will fully dedicate, and just as the presently abiding Buddha Bhagavans are fully dedicating, like that I too dedicate for. I confess all negatives individually, rejoice in all the merits of the church, and implore all the Buddhas grant my request. May I receive the highest, most sublime, transcendental wisdom. To the conquerors, the best of humans, those who live in the present time, those who live in the past, and those who likewise come, to all those who have qualities of the vast and infinite ocean, and henceforth approach for refuge. O great Guru Vajradhara, all other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who abide in the 10 directions and all the Venerable Sangha, please pay attention to me. I, who am named Vajradhara, circulating, circulate existing since beginning of this time until the present, overpowered by mental afflictions such as attachment, aversion, and ignorance, and veins of body, speech, and mind have created 10 non-virtuous actions. I've engaged in the 5 uninterrupted negative karmas and the 5 nearing uninterrupted negative karmas. I've transgressed the vows of individual liberation, transgressed the vows of bodhisattvas, and transgressed the samaya of seeking mantra. I've been disrespectful to my parents, I've been disrespectful to my Bhajan masters and to my abbot, I've been disrespectful to my spiritual friends living in ordination. I've committed actions harmful to the 3 jewels, abandoned the holy dharma, criticized arasangha, harmed sentient beings, and so on. These and many other non-virtuous negative actions I have done, cause others to do, and rejoice in others doing, and so forth. In the presence of the great Guru Vajradhara, all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, abide in the 10 directions, and the Venerable Sangha, I make this entire collection of faults and transgressions that are obstacles to my own higher rebirth and liberation, causes of circulated existence and miserable lower realms. I will not conceal them, accept them as negative. I promise to refrain from these actions again in the future. By confessing and acknowledging them, I will attain and abide in happiness. While by not confessing and acknowledging them, true happiness will not come. Page 52. I go for refuge to the 3 jewels. I confess individually all my negativities. I rejoice at the merit of migrating beings. I take hold my mind, the perfect state of a Buddha. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Sangha assembly. And I do so to attain an enlightened mind, in order to fulfill the aims of myself and others. I shall develop a supreme enlightened motive, and toward all sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act with supreme enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha that benefit all. I go for refuge to the 3 jewels. I confess individual all my negativities. I rejoice at the merit of migrating beings. I take hold my mind, the perfect state of Buddha. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Sangha assembly, and I do so to attain enlightened mind, in order to fulfill the aims of myself and others. I shall develop a supreme enlightened motive, and toward all sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act with supreme enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha that benefit all. I go for refuge to the 3 jewels. I confess individually all my negativities. I rejoice in merit of migrating beings. I take hold my mind, the perfect state of a Buddha. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Sangha assembly. And I do so to attain an enlightened mind, in order to fulfill the aims of myself and others. I shall develop a supreme enlightened motive, and toward all sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act supreme enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha, the benefit of all. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, please listen to me. I, Akshobha Vajra, from now until I reach the essence of Buddhahood, shall generate a sacred, peerless bodhicitta, just as all Buddhas of the 3 times have ensured themselves of awakening by generating it. I pledge to uphold the vows of the Buddha family, to rely on peerless triple gem Buddha Dharma Sangha, and the 3 disciplines of observing proper behavior, gathering virtuous Dharma, and benefiting sentient beings. I pledge to uphold the Bhadra Bell and Mudra to the great Bhadra family and to honor my teachers. I pledge to practice the 4 times of giving 6 times each day, keeping in mind the delightful commitments of the great Ratna family. For the great Padma family, I pledge to uphold individually the holy dharmas that arose from great enlightenment, those of outer, secret, and 3 vehicles. For the great Supreme Karma family, I pledge to uphold vows well and to make as many offerings as possible. I shall generate the vows of peerless bodhicitta for the sick of all and uphold all samayas without exception. I shall uphold all the general and specific tantric vows and commitments of the 5 families without exception. I shall deliver those not delivered, liberate those not liberated, give breath to those unable to breathe, and place all beings in a state beyond sorrow. Page 62.
All right.
Namam Garaigewe Togadin Somonin Jesulamai Teragundu I prostrate and go for refuge to the Guru and three precious gems. Please bless my mind. I'm requesting you to immediately pacify all the wrong conceptions from incorrect devotion to the Guru up to the subtle dual view of the white, red, and dark visions that exist in my mind and minds of all mothers and their beings. I'm requesting you to immediately generate all the right realization from Guru devotion up to enlightenment in my mind and minds of all mother sentient beings. I'm requesting you to pacify all outer and inner obstacles to actualizing the entire graduate path to enlightenment in my mind and minds of all mother sentient beings. I prostrate and go for refuge to the Guru and the three precious gems. Please bless my mind. I'm requesting you to immediately pacify all the wrong conceptions from incorrect devotion to the Guru up to the subtle dual view of the white, red, and dark visions that exist in my mind and minds of all mother sentient beings. I'm requesting you to immediately generate all the right realizations from Guru devotion up to enlightenment in my mind and minds of all mother sentient beings. I'm requesting you to pacify all outer and inner obstacles to actualizing the entire graduate path to enlightenment in my mind and minds of all mother sentient beings. I prostrate and go for refuge to the Guru and the three precious gems. Please bless my mind. I'm requesting you to immediately pacify all the wrong conceptions from incorrect devotion to the Guru up to the subtle dual view of the right, red, and dark visions that exist in my mind and minds of all mother and sentient beings. I'm requesting you to immediately generate all the right realizations from Guru devotion up to enlightenment, my mind and minds of all mother and sentient beings. I'm requesting you to pacify all outer and inner obstacles to actualizing the entire graduate path to enlightenment, my mind and mind of all mother and sentient beings. O ye dam guru ratnam endalam. Next page, line request. Om nudo kujo duwan doje cha me me se we de chen chen re se dreme kempe wambo jambe ya. Dubo malo jam se zang we dan ganchen kebe songgen do sandra kyap sungun du lama zangela. Kusongo pegone soare. Chodan tomo no do saudo so. Nudo kerand abu jingelo. Nudo kujo do wando.
Jejam eme seve te jen jenre sik te me jenbe. Amalo jende same. Kanjen gebe tsuje lo santa. Jatsugunda lama sangela. Kusangava kone soande, Rajemin jendro ajingelo. Chodanta mongondo chanto so, Nudu kajanta ujingelo. Nudu kajanta wanto jeja, Meme sete jenchere zete mekin. Yanta vamala jansa samenta, Kanjen gebe tsuje lo santa. Kyasanganta lama sanjela gusangave konesonde rajemi
jindro vajinkilo
chodanta mangandra santosu
nilalkabata vajinkilo. Offer tea, no? Offer tea? Oh, Oma, oh, Oma, oh, Oma, oh, Lama. That's a good in English to recite. Page 82, LC 43, recite in English. Source of qualities, great ocean of moral discipline, treasury brimming with jewels of much hearing, Master, Second Buddha, clad in saffron, Elder Vinaya Holder, I make requests to you. You have 10 qualities suitable for one, to teach the path of those gone to bliss. Lord of Dharma, representative of all conquerors, Mahayana virtuous friend, I make requests to you. You are wise, patient, honest, without pretense or guile. Your three doors well subdued. You have both sets of 10 qualities, no mantra and tantra, and are skilled in drawing and explaining. Foremost Vajra holder, I make requests to you. To those untamed by countless past Buddhas, the unruly migrators of this degenerate age who are difficult to subdue, you accurately show the good way of those gone to bliss. Compassionate refuge Savior, I make the request to you. When because of the times the son of the conqueror sets, you enact the deeds of a conqueror. When many migrators who lack a Savior refuge, compassionate refuge Savior, I make requests to you. Even one of the hair pores is for us a field of merit more highly praised. And all conquerors of three times in ten directions. Compassionate refuge Savior, I make requests. Adorned with the Sugata's three bodies and ornamental wheels, you manifest from an alluring net of skillful means, in order to flow into the whole means. Compassionate refuge Savior, I make requests to you. Your aggregates, elements, sources, and limbs are in nature the Sugata's and consorts of the five families. For the Sambhas and Rahul Protectors, Supreme Guru, in the nature of three jewels, I make requests to you. Rising from the veil of mission transcendental wisdom, the other essence of the tenure of the Mandala cycles, prevailing Lord of the Buddha families, Father of the Holder, and if I find more of your Savior, I make requests to you. Unobscured, inseparable from the play of simultaneous joy, pervading everything in motion, rest, nature of all things, free from the gain of end, all good actual ultimate teacher, I make requests to you. You are the Guru, you are the leader, you are the darkness, the Dharma protectors. From now until enlightenment, I shall seek no other refuge than you. In this life, the cargo and all future lives, hold me with the hook of compassion, free me from samsara and nirvana's fears, guide me, be my constant friend, and guard me from interference.
Yeah. Mondro 도메요제 마웨데 미고게 보송기 가라하젠데 도마가마라 원제나소소바와르교데다데네 옴아홈 가도지지소소바오유메바제나주
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. chage jin la be sa me du se so sho kya su de sa kya la me so nam ni che bo om ha hum du kya pa la ro be sim sen em ha ho jin la cha jin na tu o din sin ma ra chage jin la be sa me du se so sho kya su de nyau jo wa mo la su ni che bo om ha Dugyo pa la ro be sim sen ne ema ho khan jo chong jo sao du O din sin a ta cha ke sin la be za me du se so cho kya su de ye ram la so ko chi ni tri ro bo o ma ha Dugyo pa la ro be sim sen ne ema ho nu du cha chen au du O din sin a ta cha ke sin la be za me du se so cho kya su de khun jo rin chen so nam ni tri ro bo o ma ha Dugyo pa la ro be sim sen ne ema ho nam cho cha chen au du O din sin a ta cha ke sin la be za me du se so cho kya su de khun jo cho kya so nam ni tri ro bo o ma ha Dugyo pa la ro be sim sen ne ema ho din le cha chen au du O din sin a ta cha ke sin la be za me du se so cho kya su de ma kyo sim chen so nam ni tri ro bo o ma ha Dugyo pa la ro be sim sen ne ema ho chu nam chu nam chi do chi ho di sin a ta cha ke sin la be za me du se so cho kya su de ma kyo la me so nam ni chi do chi ho ma ha Dugyo pa la ro be sim sen ne ema ho chi la cha chi na tu ho di sin a ta cha ke sin la be za me du se so cho kya su de ma kyo la mo na su ni chi do chi Om Aum Dugyo Pa La Ro Be Sim Sen Ne Ema Ho Kha Kyo No Du Sa Du Su Ho Di Ma Da Cha Ke Che La Be Sa Me Du Si Su Chu Kya Su Di Yi Ram La Su Ko Chi Ni Chi Ra Bo Om Aum Dugyo Pa La Ro Be Sim Sen Ne Ema Ho No Du Cha Che Na Du Su Ho Di Si Ma Da Cha Ke Che La Be Sa Me Du Si Su Chu Kya Su Di Kuncho Rinchen So Nam Ni Che Bo Om Aho Dugyo Pa La Ro Be Sim Sen Ne Ho Din Sin A Tang Cha Ke Sin La Be Za Me Du Si So Chu Kya Su Di Kuncho Chu Kya So Nam Ni Che Bo Om Aho Dugyo Pa La Ro Be Sim Sen Ne Ema Ho Trin Le Cha Chen Ap Tu So Ho Din Sin A Tang Cha Ke Sin La Be Za Me Du Si So Chu Kya Su Di Magyo sem chen so nam ni che bo om ahom Dugyo pa la ro pe sim sen ne ema ho tro na do na chi
Amen. kye pe la ta do do de me be e ten de si yo do.
This is the prayer composed by Ruguru Kapje Tsang Rinpoche. And Lhasa, I think one a very devoted governor family. During the talk, Rinpoche wrote this, and I think the benefactor of Mother. I don't remember her name, but when she passed away, she did a talk, and she died in meditation. So she, the way to be born in the pure land, Tabakachu in the Bajurigan in pure land. So very, very devoted disciple. And also the very high government family and the Tibetan government, very, very devoted mother. So when she died, and she would put a talk offering, then after the talk, then she died in meditation. She passed away in meditation. So sitting meditation, so means born in the Bajrayogini pure land, so that. So if you're able to be born in the Bajrayogini pure land, definitely you become enlightened there. It's not like Amitabha pure land where in that life, there's no tantra teaching there. So you don't become enlightened in that life. But Kiruraka, as I mentioned the other day, Kiruraka said, I think the next life, then become enlightened. So that's why the Buddhists, also His Holiness mentioned, I think during these days, teachings, they ask some question about Pure Land, and then, the public Taiwan or some I didn't hear clear the question, but His Holiness said, not the liberation palm in your hand, another teaching His Holiness referred, and those Bodhisattvas in Amitabha Pure Land, they prayed to be born here, where we are, southern continent, where there's tantra teaching existing. So they pray to be born here, then to achieve enlightenment here. So so that's the normal, that's one reason why we are born in southern continent, so fortunate, where we can meet tantra teaching and achieve enlightenment even in one life. Not only Lord Tantra, where you can achieve enlightenment in one life, but high tantra in the brief lifetime of traditional time within a few number of years. So that's one reason so fortunate that we're born in the south of Greenland where the tantra teaching, Mahayana tantra teaching existing. So this is very casually to recognize, to realize ourselves how so fortunate we are, also that. So I think it is composed by Ruguru Kapje Tsang Rinpoche. So to live auspicious needs, dendel, auspicious dependent arising, so that to be born in the Bajrayogini pure land. So that to for us for that reason. Yeah. So there's also other prayer to very effective prayers and other prayers there. I think in another sect, Gajwe Nyingma, Ating Nyingma, that very common to the Lama is there, then they recite the solo, the song of the talk, you know. Song of the talk, the one meaning talk, that's a gathering of the Dagatrakanis. But the actual, the real meaning of talk is that the transcendental wisdom of non-dual bliss ones. Yes, that's a real ultimate meaning of talk. That's the main offering. Even gathering Jagatrakanis, what is about is for that. You know? So that, you know. The should recite this because for general people, this might be only time to do Lama Chapa practice and this purification with the Guru, the purification you recite, depending on time, you recite seven times or three times or the Mundukas on the day. The nine round with them, then Kato, I with your guru. Then Kato, the two things, I'm the Kundu, you know, Lama and Bichel, so on there, so that's, two things, I'm the Kundu, you know, Lama and Bichel, so on there, so, requesting to the guru, embodiment of all the Kato. Past, present, future, object, refuge, so that three times. Then, you know, purifying particular negative karma collected with the general negative karma, particular negative karma collected with the guru, harmed holy body, brought the holy speech, disturbed the holy mind, and heresy, angry, so forth, anything from not only this life, but most people think only this life. No, no. From beginningless rebirth, numberless times, done. Because it begins with the most obstacle for the attainment, the realization. So, all that temporary happiness, ultimate happiness, including enlightenment. So, therefore, achieving that. The most many obstacles, that. So, the heaviest obstacle, that, so purify that, so that prayer must reside. I mean, for God, whatever, they must reside at the one. Lama Lundru also resides during Kapan, during the talk, during the Lama Chapuja, Lama Lundru, except the Kapan, always reside that. So that's a very, very important. The only one time Lama Chapa talk, Lama Chapa to do here, the coming in the center. So then that's very important to do the purification, the heaviest purification. So they must do that. Then this one, after you visualize place before blessing the song, then their prayer, six mudra, six concentration, six mudra, mantra. So they must collect extensive merit. For that. So when the Lama was in Sera, during those years, his teacher, Geshe Gyatso Trenpa, now passed away, he became an abbot. Maybe he would have lived longer if he didn't become an abbot. Sometimes they are like this. If you become a Geshe, if you become an abbot, then you see you don't have karma of that. So then you die, and you know, then death happens soon. So some people, not everybody, not everybody become a Geshe, everybody become die, you know, not that, not everybody. Some people, they are like that. For example, Champa Tekcho, you may not know, but it is commonly known and outstanding teacher. You see, Sarache from Baksa, from Tibet, from Baksa. Then everyone knows the Sarache, the general monastery, the old monks knows. So he was advised by Parinpoche, past life, Paridoji Chang. In Tibet, Hasa, he was advised to not become Geshe. General people think he already Geshe around, done Geshe examination and all that, but he didn't Geshe. But he known the outstanding teacher, commonly known with all the monks, and that's common. But he told me that, Nalanda, he told me he was advised about Geshe Kaswari Paridoi Chang's past, or the Parinpoche's past life, advised him to not become Geshe. So, yes, probably he became Geshe, then he may not live long. So he told me that. The general people believed he did all the examination, Geshe they did. But anyway, so like that. Lama was a teacher. Yes, he's one of the main teachers, one of the main teachers, and said, teaching for the monks. One of the teachers. There are about 10 teachers, because we offer money before. I think maybe still we offer money for the teachers. Sarah got the to Thunder College. Then I think maybe Tashilumbu, that's Rato Monastery and Fu Monastery. So we offer money each year. So this sort of salary. He became abbot. Then after 7 days, he passed away. He took some sickness, and I think. On the way to hospital, I'm not sure, or coming, something like that. And so easily, to some small disease, when he passed away so easily. So, maybe he could have lived longer if he didn't become an abbot. So sometimes they like that it depends on you individually, what you want to pass away, or what you want to live. Who knows Dharma, who's Dharma Prakriti? Of course, then up to your choice. Whatever you want. Which one's more beneficial? Die or not to die? So that, maybe you could have lived longer. That's my thinking. So anyway, of God, I forgot what I'm saying. What I'm talking, I forgot. Six mudra, six mantra, six concentrations. So before blessing talk, master to that. After the Kasore. Visualizing the Kasore. The the talk prayer, the place, you know, the or the vigilance. So I mean, depending on your realization, maybe some those see that way. Right? So then, as ordinary beings, we have to visualize. And then, collateral, unbelievable, most unbelievable. So, Lama Vatsala, during those times when he was Sarah, he came to Delhi, and in the hotel we did talk. So he led Lama Chapa, and his teacher, Geshe Kyudzu Chembe, taught him recite Lama Chapa that way, doing talk that way. And so he was very young, but he recited all that by heart. You know, that he was able to draw the mudras, even though he was very young. So Geshe Kyudzu Chembe taught him. So that was very, very good. Very easily going. He was taught by Geshe Kyudzu Chembe. Well trained in that. So it's very good. I just remember that. Even though normally we don't it depends who leads the prayer. Normally it depends not common, but the Lama does lead in the talk, in the kapan. It depends on the holy not that everybody leads, not that everybody knows. So it's good to do that. That's all. We did talk with Kandola. Remember, I explained. So if you wrote down what I said, then you got the meditation. Normally, you talk, that's what you do. By the way, I have to say thank you for you, because while we are doing talk, Kandola got better. Next day, or even the same day, we did night time, so... next day, can look better. The outdoor was completely got better. So like that. There are several things what the doctor mentioned. But however, what doctor said Kandula has, and what ordinary people have is not same. It is in the Kandula's hand. It is our karma. This aspects and this story, this aspect, that is according to our karma. So, like that. So as I mentioned before, Pipsi Dalama's quotation, so our mystic manifesting the Guru's actions and all that, you see, that what as Pipsi Dalama mentioned. Avoid the wrong concepts. That's like poison, like poison. So the Pipsi Lama said, visualized talk. I mean, that I already explained. Oh, After each talk is done, after offering sentient beings are in the form of deity, but nature, the nature is suffering. Like when you begin a refuge, you think the sentient beings are human beings, but the essence is from six wave, the suffering nature. But from a human being, so that they can recite the prayer you lead. So now, short time, they're all deity, in the form of deity. Like that, you see. So they form like that. And then you see, that's why you pray to that you meditate by giving thought, then they're free from dualist view, dualist mind, imprint. So because of the end, then you can visualize the beams coming from beam next, then represent images from them, and then the Kato next represents images from them, and the Kato, purified general next come out of the birth of the mind. Collected from beginning to the all the heavy naked karmas collected with the Guru. Yes, I mean, what is saying there? Ham the holy body was brought, disturbed the holy mind, head is angry, brought somebody from beginning to the birth. Collected from beginning to the birth. Collect not on that, that's it's like no, that's totally pure, gone, totally purified, gone. Oh, then you have to think that. Then you feel like purified. Then you feel like having something, done something, purified, cleaned something. You have cleaned something in your mind. Then you can feel that. Otherwise, maybe like joining a party, joining a party, but of course this is a meaningful party. But this is a meaningful party, it has many benefits. So anyway, so at the end, must do that, must feel that. So you feel purified. That's the city there. That makes sense. So, digital samaya, know that, you see. Then kasuri, this restoring up. Tamdenyam chakawa. Then kasuri. And so important practice to make your mind pure for realization. Even you're going to die tonight, tomorrow is the best thing to do. To purify, to revive, to restore your samaya. So that's what they do. If they can, there's only 1 hour left, it's what they do. So taking self-initiation or whatever you can. So at least, even if you can't do others, but they'll just talk. So that, I think that's all. Thank you. Go on.
Om De Shin She Ba Aman She Da Avu Da Nen Nen Jo Ma Oh,
Yeah. Joro Dren Zor Zor O remaining guests, your retinues, accept these offerings of yoga and luminous offerings. Let the precious teachings spread on all fruits of sacred Dharma, especially yogis gain health, long life, and power of your esteem, good fortune, attainment of Dharma Singh. So announce the seed actions, classification, and dreams of all upon protected by God. Others obtain all accomplishments, limited and timely, death, sickness, demons, and ethereal, better than all dreams, that illness, all arms and activities, let the world be happy, prosperous, good harvest, and true Dharma flourish, and all happiness and goodness arise, and all wishes in our minds be fulfilled.
By the force of this bountiful giving, may I become a self-made Buddha for the sake of all beings, and by my generosity, may I liberate the multitudes of beings not liberated by previous Buddhas. Supreme field of merit, my perfect pure Guru, through the power of having made offerings and respectful requests, I seek your blessings and savor and the very root of happiness and goodness that I might come under your joyful care. I am requesting the kind Lord Root Guru, who is more extraordinary than all the Buddhas. Please bless me to be able to devote myself to the qualified Lord Guru with great respect in all my future lifetimes. But realizing that correctly devoting myself to the kind Lord Guru, who is the foundation of all good qualities, is the root of happiness and goodness, I shall devote myself to him with respect, not forsaking you at the cost of my life. Thinking of the importance of the qualified Guru, may I allow myself under his control. May I be like an obedient son, acting exactly in accordance with the Guru's advice. Even when Maras, evil friends and the like, try to split me from the Guru. May I be like a Vajra, inseparable forever. When the Guru gives me work, whatever the burden, may I be like the earth, carrying all. When I devote myself to the Guru, whatever suffering occurs, may I be like a mountain, immovable. Even if I have to perform all the unpleasant tasks, may I be like a servant of the King, with a mind undisturbed. May I abandon pride, holding myself lower than the Guru. May I be like a sweeper, may I be like a rope, joyfully holding the Guru's work, no matter how difficult or heavy a burden. Even when the Guru criticizes, provokes, or ignores me, may I be like a dog without anger, never responding with anger. May I be like a boat, never upset, and in time to come and go for the Guru. O glorious and precious Root Guru, please bless me to be able to practice in this way. From now on, in all my future lifetimes, may I be able to devote myself to the Guru in this way. Realizing how this body of liberties and endowments is found but once, is difficult to obtain and is quickly lost, I seek your blessing to make it worthwhile and take its essence without being distracted by the meaningless affairs of this life. Aghast at the searing blaze of suffering in the lower realms, I take heartfelt refuge in the three precious gems, and seek your blessings that I may eagerly strive to abandon all negativities and accomplish the accumulation of every virtue. Violently tossed amidst waves of karma and mental afflictions, plagued by the many sea monsters of the three kinds of sufferings, I seek your blessings to develop an intense longing to be liberated from this infinite and frightening great ocean of existence. Having abandoned a mind that views its unbearable prison of cyclic existence as a pleasure groove, I seek your blessings to hold the three trainings as a treasure of superior wealth, and thereby to uphold liberation's banner. Having considered how all these miserable beings have been my mothers, and have raised me in kindness again and again, I seek your blessings to develop effortless compassion, like that of a loving mother for her precious child. There is no difference between myself and others. None of us wishes for even the slightest of sufferings, or of us are content with the happiness we have. Realizing this, I seek your blessings that I may generate joy for the happiness of others. This chronic disease of cherishing myself is a cause giving rise to my unsought suffering. Perceiving this, I seek your blessings to blame, begrudge, and destroy the monster demon of selfishness. A mind that cherishes mothers and places them in bliss is a gateway infinite to infinite pleasure. Seeing this, I seek your blessing to cherish these beings more than my life, even should they rise up as my enemies. In brief, infantile beings labor only for their own ends, while the able ones work solely for the welfare of others. With a mind understanding the distinction between the failings of one and the advantages of the other, I seek your blessing to enable me to exchange myself with others. Cherishing myself is the doorway to all loss, while cherishing my mothers is the foundation of all qualities. Hence, I seek your blessings to make my core practice, yoga of exchanging self for others, page 120. And thus, perfect, pure, compassionate gurus, I seek your blessings at all negativities, obscurations, and sufferings of Mother Migrators. May it without exception ripen upon me right now, and that by giving my happiness and virtue to others, all migrators may experience.
Nyam lengi
I seek your blessings to complete the perfection of generosity through the guideline teaching of increasing a mind that gives without attachment, namely transforming my body, wealth, and collection of virtues of the three times into the objects desired by each and every sentient being. I seek your blessings to complete the perfection of moral discipline, not transgressing the bounds of the pratimoksha for the sattva and tantric vows, even at the cost of my life, accumulating virtuous dharmas and accomplishing the purpose of sentient beings. Shiva and all the beings of the three realms without exception become angry at me, humiliate, criticize, threaten, or even kill me. I seek your blessings not to be agitated, but to complete the perfection of patience that works for their benefit and responds to their harm. Even I must remain for an ocean of eons in the fiery hells of the Vichi for the sake of even just one sentient being. Your blessings to complete the perfection of enthusiasm that out of compassion and tiringly strives to supreme enlightenment. Having abandoned the faults of sinking, agitation, and mental wandering, I seek your blessings to complete the perfection of mental stabilization through the samadhi of single-pointed placement upon the nature of reality of all phenomena, the lack of true existence. I seek your blessings to complete the perfection of wisdom, taste like yoga of single-minded placement upon ultimate truth, conjoined to the pliancy and great bliss induced by the discriminating wisdom, suchness. I seek your blessings to perfect the samadhi on illusion by realizing how outer and inner phenomena lack true existence but still appear, like a mirage, a dream, or the moon's image on a stele. Samsara and nirvana lack even an atom of true existence, and cause and effect independent arising are infallible. I seek your blessing to discern the meaning of Nagarjuna's thought that these two are mutually complementary and not contradictory. Then crossing the depths of the ocean of Tantra, through the kindness of my captain Vajradhara, I seek your blessings that I may hold my vows and pledges to roots of cities dearer than my life. I seek your blessings that whatever appears may arise as a deity, having cleansed all stains of ordinary appearance and grasping, with the first stage yoga of a transforming birth, death, and the powder in the three bodies of a conqueror. I seek your blessings to actualize in this life the path uniting clear light and the illusory body, which arises from placing your feet, my Savior, in the eight petals of my heart, at the very center of my central channel. My time of death comes before I complete the points of the path. I seek your blessing that I may be led to a pure land through the instructions of correctly applying the five forces, or the Guru's transference, the forceful means to enlighten me. In short, I seek your blessings, my Savior, to be cared for by you from birth inseparably throughout all my lives, and thus to become your chief disciple, holding every secret of body, speech, and mind. Savior, please grant that all be auspicious for me to be formal. Ultimate wishes without exception may be effortlessly and spontaneously fulfilled. Page 132, LC 116.
O dedage pe nam kage vaya o sonde se se che dam che ge ze ba mo na ma lu dro ba da lon to dam che ze be ge ro no ye ye do le Nam ka jene ge zenge ene me shi gu pa gun dra ya ne ka ta tu ye le nam ge zu un zu pe la ru be ta shi zu un kien lo san dra be chu ki de la son da wan da tse shi dro la tson na jo ra ma jo tso ki yong ga we u ten yun du ne be ta shi shu zu no du ne la ma la cho la so wa pa ve lo san dra ba yi ye la zu ne zhen du lun gi dro o san du chi chang gi da shi shu du gyu jo wa ya ki cho ta be you make it out of your jimmy. Need ten lords and a bitch you get up. On so bad, thank you.
page 160, Lamrim Kaya.
Yeah.
Janchu
Lamanjere Namba Peva Lakeje Tama Shiva Dantan Tama Shoya Dada Jenge Dazon Dandeva Sonia Latin Yawa Losan Dabba Yetemba
Yuri Bajo Yanre Wawe Kowe Shingam De Bendam De Wamalu Chuen Chenre Ziwa Tienze Yasoi Shabbe Sede Bhagga Tengyo Shi Tonye Ninje Tsundo Chubbe Lanche Chere Samze Kanche Tengchongo Chana Pemo Tengze Yaso La Tsuwa Depso Jinde Londro Tuso Chamsing Gongo Gyawe ten zingyong pelwe kunzo dobos chosom kowe lemon tudroba daso duje gundo shao ten shu.
Dea katatim. Although you said the non-attitude of the guru devotion that we recited the good. So you see now, you see in the Lamrim Chemo, Lama Tsongkhapa's great Lamrim, there's not much talk like liberation problem about the guru. is the Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned non-attitude, or that's you see, that is, or that is the most important what you're supposed to do. Practice the root path to enlightenment, how to follow Guru correctly. How to follow Guru correctly is not only devotion, no. Sampatthanda, Jivatthanda, so correct following with the thought is devotion. Then the other one is action. So that's why I translate to correct following, not just devotion. Devotion is only the mind. So as Jivatthanda, the main thing is obtain the advice. The next one, service, the last one, they want to offer the offering the altar of out there. As the Rebbe said, best offering is practice. And then so that, Paramahansa Tibetan, I don't have miscellaneous offering, but I offer, I make offering. To the Guru Father by my practice, that's Milarepa said. Why I put this there is that that's the real answer how to correctly follow what your friend. You are trying to look for another teaching. No, this is it. You know, the nine edges, this is it. So then you don't look, there's something else. No, this is it. You have to know that. So if you want to achieve enlightenment, this is it. There are two, four sentient beings. To liberate sentient beings from the oceans or something else, and bring to enlightenment. This is it. So didn't they explain much there, because Lama Tsongkhapa concerned about general teaching with the Dharma, you see, character correctly, to dispel the wrong concept. I mean, so much on the emptiness, all the different wrong views, many people believe they have the right realization, emptiness. The Lama Tsongkhapa, you see, proved so many of those are wrong. You see, so then it also clarify Shinne, as far as Lamrim, you see. So the non-attitude is the main subject. You have to know that. So not so many hundred words, just then it's true. That is the practice. If you want to have realizations without much hardships, if you want the easiest enlightenment, then this is what non-attitude is. If you want easy enlightenment, not difficult, easy, quickest, easy, then there's non-attitude. They have to know that. You see, if you're shooting arrows, you get to recognize the target, the enemy, the main point, there's no 100 billion words. This is it. You have to know the point. It's all of that. So the Kasuri, part of usefulness of this life that I mentioned about the 10 animals jewel, Gautama tradition. The Dharma. What is Dharma? How to practice Dharma? Oh, you see, there's Yes, it is in teaching, it is the Lama teaching, but I didn't say in the verses. There's verses, Nyingma, the great Akasar, the Rime, all the gods, who respect all the minor sect. He taught Lamrim verses, very effective. I don't remember now his holy name. What? What's that? Mari. Thank you, Mari. Not only that, I'm not a lama, so not only that, you know. Kasa, there. Todrandro. Shagat, oh, Shagat Todrandro. Great, great, incredible lama. Baba. So he put in verses. So I put there. Ten animal jewel, how to practice Dhamma. So sometimes I should recite that. Sometimes, not all time, but sometimes. So before tonight, Jidun Lama Tuesday, so there's what His Holiness said. The ten, Katamba Gechelang Ritangba, 8 points of, eight Thought Translation. The Lojang Tijema, it verses of Thought Translation. At that, all the end of the chair, the following the footsteps of Buddha, that prayer to be able to practice like Buddha did. And then there's another one, Zawe Pumo, begins with. So, one of them, so one time you did the eight verses, then another time you did the Tagutomba, that's one. So even you don't know the Tibetan, but at least recite English. If you don't know the Tibetan chanting, then you do at least English. That's all that came down so before that. To bless the mind more, to subdue the mind more, to actualize the realization, and renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness, and then the tantra for that. So that should be there. It is in the FMP book. Did all the paths, the best of which I married to collect by my third I married to collect by number listening, number listening Buddhas. May all of us, all the Katori students, all the, include our family members dead, those who are dead already. And living, then we should pray for them. So all of us, and then on the lifetime, to never have a dream. Lama Tsongkhapa being my virtuous friend in all the lives. Never separated away from the pure teaching that's highly admired by all the Buddhas. Sara kundo jawa tsongka ve te cho chenye ngu cho sebe jawa ngape ala sa chenye la keche jawa ma jo eche. To actualize the Lama Tsongkha Pa teaching, this is the most important prayer there. To actualize the Lama Tsongkha Pa teaching, this is not just the intellect, no, to actually realize what is said, book, that Lamrim, to have in your heart, for the sentient being. Not for you, for numberless sentient people. Every helpless, every hungry horse, every animal, every human being, every swear, intimacy, for everyone. So, Now, every ant, every tiny flies, and Obstacle for realization. So that's so important. But what I said, how much do you do? How much retreat do you do? How much practice this, you do that? I do this. But then nothing happened. Your mind is empty. Nothing happened. How many years goes? So that's a big mistake. And not the practice of Guru. Non-retreat is not done. So then, all the obstacles practice. So then, all that they happen. So therefore, this prayer is so important in daily life, in every life. Oh, so otherwise your life becomes like that empty container, and nothing inside, you know, empty container. So yeah, that. Oh, Pantel, man, number, Tawala, Kete, Tamia, Lota, Mijes, Chinzel, Patoe, Mogu, Tila, Machela, Samla, Jobara, Jo. Then we should dedicate it for the world. Did all the past, the best, the best, the merit, the glory, throw the merit, the glory, the numberless, and the numberless Buddhas. And then may the world that happened now in the future be stopped immediately. And then the Kasore, disease, famines and the dangers of fire, water, air, earth. Papa, you see now Indonesia, you see the news, people, they find more dead, more dead. Now you should think now. How to make to stop all these things happening in the world? You see, everything depends on karma. Everything comes from the mind. Everything comes from individuals. Everything comes from individuals. Those people dead. Those people go to experience earthquake. Came from their mind. Came from their karma. You understand? It's not something independently happening from. No! It looks like that, but not. You see, came from their mind. Whole entire Buddhism. That's let's work with the mind, the sutra mind, everything based on that. You know, emphasize advice on that. Mind to subdue the mind and to develop the mind. To bring towards enlightenment, everything's mind. So all the sovereign came from mind. Include what happened in Indonesia. So everything's mind. To subdue the mind from where all the sovereign came. the negative mind, to clean the negative mind, to subdue the mind, to generate a pure mind, positive mind, from where all the happiness comes, including enlightenment. So all like that, you see. So, you know, came from the karma, past karma. They created, you see, past karma, all this to experience together, this earthquake and die together, blah, 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 blah. The from water, from ocean, the water comes, bop, 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 bop. They can't know where to escape. Bop, bop, bop. It became so fast that they know where to escape. Bop, 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 bop. Can you imagine if we were at Indonesia, that place? Can you imagine if we were there? Where the water is coming, what the hurricane, because the earthquake happened, you know, the hurricane, how that the water from the ocean came to over. If we were there, can you think if we were there, how it was for us? Not only separating from, not only destroying the family, you know, our house, and the. I mean the death. Wah, 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 wah. Can you imagine? Wah, 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 wah. If we were there, if we were those people who died, just same. If we were there, how it was. All this came from the mind, negative mind. Kathore, negative karma. Individual, those the sentence, those people, their mind, who experience suffering, the earthquake, they had got a hurricane or whatever, tsunami, or they came from their mind. Can be that life, can be life before, can be billion years ago, zillion years ago, trillion years ago, numberless years ago, not sure, the cause. Yeah? So, you see. So, you see, so, what you need, purify. You see, purify the negative karma. You see, you need to purify the negative karma. Karma, negative karma is created, but what is needed? Purify. You see? So, you see, purify, then you don't get reborn, Kathore. You don't get reborn in the Kathore. So you never, best one is you never have to experience at all the suffering result, or the, whatever the cause of the negative karma. You never have to experience the result at all, the best. The next one is, you see, you have to experience Kathore in the lower realms for eons, and then through that you experience some problem in this life, whatever the cancer or whatever, some problem in this life. So you experience. And then by experience some problem in this life, you don't have to experience as for eons, you suffer in the experience the heaviest suffering in the lower realm for a long time. You don't need. So you finish purify by experiencing some problem in this life. So like that, and then. Kathore. Uh, Then the next one is even you get born, you get reborn lower realms, but just 1 second, like that. You know? Then finish by that. Huh? So, all suffer. Yeah, like that. Anyway, so, so like that, you see. So, there are different ways. It's a purification. So then, you see, you purified karma, kathore. Yeah, then kathore, you actualize the kathore, second part, part of marriage, preparation, then rising part of marriage, and I'm learning. So, second part of preparation, you see. It is three, four. Heat, trip to demonstrate patience, church of sublime dharma. So, third one, patience. Then you have confidence to not be reborn lower realms from that time. To don't have to suffer in the lower realm, you have confidence in that. So then, of course, that you achieve the direct perception of emptiness. Of course, no way to lower realm. That's the I being. So anyway, then the Bodhisattva Arya Bing, you see, never experiences suffering pain. The Bodhisattva Arya Bing, with the direct perception of emptiness, then do not, free from never experience sickness and old age and death and the rebirth, those sufferings you don't experience. You don't have to become achieve art, even just the Arya, Bodhisattva Arya being. So you don't have to experience these things. You have a spiritual body, you don't have a body like this, skeleton inside, then pieces of flesh and wrapped with the veins and then cover the skin. Or, you know, you have spiritual body. So like that, you see. So kata di. See, now please listen here. So now you see. The main answer is dharma. To not, you see, to explain this problem, to stop harming others, to stop harming other sentiments. Only if you want happiness, only benefit. That's what the people have to learn. That's what people have to learn, have to accept, have to understand. They have to have merit to understand. They have to have merit to understand. People don't have merit. So people don't have merit. If you explain, they won't accept. They don't have merit. So this is the main thing. This is the key thing. The key Dharma practice. Holy Dharma practice. Don't harm others. So the education, don't harm others. If you harm, then they are harming to you from life to life. Goes on hundreds, thousands, millions and millions, blah, 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 blah. Don't harm others. So if you want the happiness, benefit others. Oh, that's of course motivation, the subsection thought, but also of course right, but motivation is subject. Best think of others. The initial oneself, think of others. Oh, then you see, don't harm benefited, but think of others, the men. Oh, so that's the Bodhisattva attitude. The Dad is the education. The world is it. Dad is the education. You understand? Never change the mind, and how to better, how to stop. There's no way to stop suffering. How you stop that? I mean, you don't know what will happen in this year. Scientists doesn't know. Can even, you see, the ordinary people, scientists doesn't know. So they can say, so that's the education, Dharma. Baba, can you, the world need to learn that, to not harm others, benefit others. You understand? That's very difficult. You see, the America took years to have gone to, not gone to, meeting. So you see, always there's shooting, because it was allowed to have gone, so it was always, there's always shooting. So where's that story? So it's like that. So they never talk about the mind. They never emphasize the mind. The mind is dangerous, not the gun. Mind is dangerous, you see? So dangerous mind, they never emphasize, you see? They never emphasize. They never talk about the mind. Whether to a gun or not a gun. So as a Catholic, even there's an enemy bomb, you know, even there's a 1,000 enemy bomb, but you see, they should not be anger, you see, to pacify anger, to destroy the anger, and to develop patience and peace, develop patience. It's one person's, you know, that's so important. One person's develop patience. It's so important then, Catholic. You know, Catholic. Yeah, then you see, if the patience is developed, even how many bombs you have, no danger to the world. You see, if you persevere with anger, that. Like if you persevere anger, you don't have enemy. Oh, that's something. Yeah, okay. Difficult the world. So they have to learn. The world have to learn to not harm others and being, and to benefit, to cause happiness to others if you don't suffer. You see? So difficult. Okay, now so that's what Dharma. So important. Sorry. Important what about Dharma, so the Buddha Dharma, so I mean maybe even we don't even say Buddha, but even just Dharma, good heart. So important. All these problems be pacified immediately, and may perfect peace, happiness prevail in everyone's heart by generating loving kind of compassion, bodhicitta in everyone's heart. May the Buddha Dhamma last long. Buddha Dhamma, from whom the sentence may receive peace, happiness, may it last long time. May it last long time, the sentence makes me Buddha mind, giving last much good possible. Please pray this. That's the English term, global problem. Huh? That. Oh, then to be able to cherish every single sentence being more than a sky filled with the wish ground jaw, okay? Ayatane samche tamche la ishinu ulelabe tanjo trebe sambaye tato chepara zimbara. Anybody who did all the past, present, future, merit, collective. Through that merit, collective, number, listen, number, listen. I didn't gain anybody who see me, hears me, then touch me, then remember me, then sing portraits, but that may all their suffering be faced by him in charity, may all they each be happiness, including enlightenment. Danye tongamato sama jesu tenyang ru regamatam to java samte de amola tonga kuche namba kundu dada denjuru ju. I think you know, the that one is a good recite in English. So that's a very important dedication. So usually with the Kasuri, a whole FMD, due to all the merits, past, present, future, merit, collected by oneself, by any the student. And the whole FMD, Kasuri's students. Students and Mr. English directors and sisters and directors and all the staffs and the secretaries and all the managers, all the volunteers, everyone within the country. Never be separated from the four minor Dharma wheel. And actually, the three Bhana party is achieved the universe, but Dara is a good part of it. So, it's very important that they want to read English. And they, you know, if you don't look at the English, you don't really chant Tibetan, you wouldn't know what they're saying. That was, I think, very important to never separate from you know, like from the four Mahayana Dharma will. To have all the conditions to practice Dharma, to be born in Buddhist family, and no obstacle, Kasuri, of course, by the Kasuri family or the king or whatever it is, for you to practice Dharma, Kasuri, no obstacle. And then Kasuri, collected merit from past, and then the Kasuri, and then the prayers, the Kasuri, to continue, then, in all the life, so the as a Nagarjuna explained, for my Dharma will, so that's so immaterial part, and all the conditions to the in the right place, that doesn't harm the body, then you know that you can do the practice. So then, so that one is a good in the reading English. Did all the past, best and future, I made it to collect by me. Three times I made it to collect by numberless and take numberless Buddhas and three times, that which exists in my name. May the I who exists in my name. achieve the Buddhahood which exists in man. Lead all the sentient beings who exist in my name. To that Buddhahood which exists in my name. By myself alone, who exists in my name. Thank you very much.